Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Back BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. Coming up in 20 minutes, lightning bets, our plays for today across the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, maybe some futures after talking to Ian, who knows. But before we get to baseball here and tonight's games and where our plays are, just some reaction to what we heard from a couple of our guests today. Some really interesting stuff. I mean, where do we want to start? What Ian had for us? Ryan.
We just led off with Ryan. So, yeah, why don't we go with the NBA stuff?
So, Wiggins, he's big on Wiggins as maybe the Warriors MVP. I'm seeing it at 29-1 to win the Western Conference MVP. And this is a weird market because this is new. We don't know how these votes are going to go. We don't know what they're looking for here. Like, this isn't – and it's not really a legacy thing. I always think the NBA Finals, they kind of think about it in that terms, like Steph, Durant, right, Michael Jordan, LeBron, whatever. That's not this. This is the Western and Eastern Conference Finals. I wonder if we get something like Andrew Wiggins.
Iguodala is always the outlier. What was it, 2015, the last time, where typically it's not the best player on the winning team of the championship? But, yeah, I do. This is something I keep bringing up, and maybe I'm overthinking it. How are they going to handle it? Is it truly going to be the best player? Numbers-wise, Steph's the best player on the Warriors. Let's say they wrap it up tonight. He scored the most points. Like that's you can't question that. But what Ryan brought up is it reminds me of the Iguodala conversation. What about the defensive end of the court? Mm-hmm. And well, if the Warriors win it, we'll likely give the Finals MVP to Steph. I don't think he should be minus 1500. I'll say that. I don't think that Wiggins is most likely to win it. But at the number of 29-1, the exact same odds as Luka, the Mavs are not going to win four in a row here.
Exact same
odds as Luka. I think that's insane, and that might be worth a smaller bet at 29-1. Why not? And we're banking on Wiggins having another spectacular night. And if he does it again, both ends of the court, I could see it happening. What about you guys?
I could too. Aaron, I think that's interesting. Ryan McDonough's thought, Andrew Wiggins. The first thing I thought of when he said it was our conversation earlier, and I immediately checked the odds. Like, right away, I'm like, all right, what is he really telling us here? He's telling us 29-1.
I love it. If I had it as an option, I would have bet it already when he first said it. Like, my eyes got big. I was like, oh my gosh. And I think also when just looking, his points total, weren't we talking about that at 16.5?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 17 and a half now.
17 and a half.
We're moving the books again. That's what happens on this show. We move the books.
This is why I don't like your strategy of leaving it in your bet slip till after the show. I like just impulsively firing away during the show.
And that's why we get the lightning bets. And Aaron's like, wait, I put six in an hour ago.
She's like, wait, let me check this book. Let me check that book. Hold on a second.
Hey, you got to shop around.
What did he talk us off of the complete flyer of Robert Williams 2-10-1?
Yes.
Yeah, I still might
lightly shot that down.
Minutes played. Well, it's 2-10-1. Like, we know it's a less than 1% chance.
Right.
Yeah. But I think he's right.
Yes.
Last two games, though.
I know. He's been incredible in their wins. Okay, let's talk about our other guest that jumped on with us, which is Ian McDonald.
Can we mention the Holmgren thing at the very end, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Holmgren, number one, picked the length. And he talked about John Hammond and when they were in Milwaukee, taking Giannis, who also needs to put on some weight. Not that Chet Holmgren is going to become the next Giannis, but something to, like, that's their type of player.
Yeah, that's the buzz around the NBA that when you think Magic, Holmgren checks a lot of those boxes. And what do we find during the break? Best number plus 130, 125 right now?
I believe the number one overall pick.
So that's, listen, it's probably going to be a coin flip between Smith and Holmgren. And I'll take, on a coin flip, I'll take the plus 125, plus 130 every time.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, if you're going to bet it right now, that's the way you have to do it. That's the way. Yeah. And then Ian, our guest, spent an hour ago on what stood out to you? NFL futures?
That is everything we've talked about with the NFL.
Why, and Josh Hader. We talked about it last week, 55 to 1 on Josh Hader.
Yeah, you brought Ian's that one up. If those numbers can continue, wow. He might, if you don't have that one starter that just stands out with everything and extreme WAR and all that stuff, strikeout rate, innings eater, with all the injuries that we've seen with the horses in Major League Baseball and the National League side, maybe. But the NFL stuff, we've been talking about the Eagles, and that number keeps dropping. Mm-hmm. I know I was on the Chiefs with that tough schedule under the win total, even though it's Andy Reid. They did go under last year, 10.5. And we're all about Ravens Colts over too. And Ian brought both of those up, so it made me feel better.
Yeah, he's on them. And the Saints one is interesting. They feel like a volatile team. I could see them not being good, but also it's a good roster, but the coach is gone. And Jameis, am I going to bet over on Jameis wins?
It's hard to get a lot of losses in that division outside of the Bucs games, right?
Yeah, well, they'll be favored in the other four, right? The two against Carolina.
I mean, he did bring up a good point. I mean, we saw it last season. The Saints really do have the Bucs number, but I don't know if I'm ready to bet the over on their win total.
9-8. That's what you need.
Yeah.
But the others, we're on board.
Sure. Chiefs, yes. Ravens, Colts.
That was the one that I love. I love where he's going with it, but I'm like, ugh. I was high on the Saints last season, and that didn't work out for me, remember?
Yeah, yes, it's Jameis.
Wait, what were some of the Jameis bets?
Oh my God, MVP? I was obsessed with Jameis.
You were so hyped, like, you're like, MVP, come back, all of it.
Well, now they're missing Sean Payton. Like, that's the other thing that I worry about. Like, yeah.
Yes,
like,
too many questions for that.
Plus,
one.
I know they've beaten the Bucks four times in a row. Couldn't they easily lose the Bucks this time twice?
Sure.
Yeah,
like they have their number for now. We'll see if that lasts. Okay, let's jump to today's baseball card. Yesterday, we had some teams we wanted to go with some offense against some bad pitchers against the Reds. We thought the Phillies were the play yesterday. I see some pitching plays today. They're interesting. Pablo Lopez, Shane McClanahan might be maybe the not brand names, but boy, those guys are really good. The total in that game is 6.5. 6.5 Marlins and Rays today.
Ooh,
it's a low number.
That is extremely low. Extremely low.
We have Bo Brisky pitching, which means we got to fade Bo Brisky. It's our first chance to hit our new LOL list. Twins up against Bo Brisky.
That's a good one. What's that number at?
We are looking at Twins minus 245. You want to know what the first five is?
Sure.
Twins minus 235. It's also Twins minus a run and a half first five.
What do you think about the chances that the Yankees lose again?
Trying to take that plus money on the Orioles 2 days in a row?
Lost the three in a row. Now, it's mixed results for
Zimmerman
Montgomery.
Or Montgomery. Yeah.
For the Montgomery side.
Right. So
there's a couple players Montgomery's had success against, but yeah, there's a few that stand out that have also hit him. Mm. Bruce Zimmerman has been bad, so it's tough to back him against the Yankees. Nearly a 1,000 OPS, 400 on base. That's brutal. That's rough.
He's a lefty. Could that mean Aaron back on the Aaron Judge train for number 18? Feels like it.
But I was looking at someone else.
So, okay. So we'll have our home run props coming up. Other things that stood out to me today. Do we have to put a fade Blake Snell bet in for Jake, who's not here? I mean, he would be upset if we didn't talk about fading Blake Snell today.
I mean, we can talk about it, but we don't have to bet it.
Not right.
I will be betting it, though. The Brewers team total is 3.5 at even money. Like, it was plus money earlier.
That feels low. Now,
that feels real low. And, like, I looked at the game total first, and it was, like, 6.5. I was like, okay, it's Burns, but that feels low. And I saw it was Snell. I was like, all right, so let's go to the Brewers side of this. And the first five, it's a little bit juiced now. I think, like, -115, -120, but over 1.5 in the first five.
Yeah. Over 1.5, you don't want to take the Brewers side?
I'd rather play the Reds.
Okay.
So I ended up doing Brewers -0.5, +108.
For the first five?
Yes, for the first five.
And what is that just to win? So you get, first if it's a tie.
Right.
So I don't see the money line posted. That's weird. Oh, here it is. It's, oh my goodness. -155. Yeah. I see why you're playing the runs, Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that. So Brewers over 1.5, even though their offense stinks, going up against Snell at -120. I can get behind that one.
We are back to 7.5 on the K prop for Dylan Cease. They gave us the gift last week of 6.5. They took it away.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the juice. Too. It's 7.5 and it's juiced by a lot.
Ooh.
Red Sox lineup that's heating up a little bit. Feels like maybe a stay away. I know Dylan Cease has become, you know, Mr. Prop Man. It's hard to not bet him, but
it's been automatic.
Yeah.
Okay. What you can't. Jeez. Okay. They went to 8.5 everywhere now.
Oh, FanDuel's a 7.5.
Oh, they went. So they were 8.5 earlier. But you could still do it at 8.5, I'm sure.
Right.
DraftKings is at 8.5 over +125.
Hmm.
And FanDuel's 7.5, and it's what?
-126.
Oh, that's not horrible.
Mm-mm.
I'd consider that one.
Boston is 9th best in strikeout rate.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need a lot. If he gets you 4-5, he's going to be right there. He doesn't need a ton of innings. Last game, he was pulled after round 90, which was surprising to some against Kansas City. But I think that's a play. I mean, there's no reason to think that he's not going to hit that number. 8.5 is dicey, but you're getting that plus money.
So I think we got to fade the Phillies tonight.
Fade the Phillies. Yeah.
Kyle Gibson against Max Fried. Phillies had to use their closer last night in a game they once led 7-0, which is just very Phillies. It's 11:30.
Did they have to?
Well, they were only the league got cut to 4. They didn't have to. Joe Girardi chose to, but they did, and he pitched Sunday and Monday, so he's not available tonight. So they're shorter in the bullpen tonight if it is a close game.
Do you think Girardi was looking ahead, saying we have Fried versus Gibson tomorrow? Won't be in a spot to use our closer.
Well, when you've also blown 2-7-1 leads in the last 2 weeks, maybe we don't mess around. We just make sure we get out of here with the win. So I think tonight's a Fried night.
How are we playing?
A couple guys have some real big numbers against Gibson on the other side. Dansby Swanson. Yeah. We saw that
Matt
too, Aaron.
Olson.
Matt, I was,
of,
that's.
I may have my eye on him for a home run. Kyle Gibson has allowed 10 earned runs in his last 3 starts. Olson is 8-for-16 in his career against Gibson, with 3 of those being home runs.
4-1. Might hear it later.
Let's go. +410.
Braves tonight. Okay. I think that's the right side.
Would you lay -160, or are you talking run total, run line?
Probably. I hate laying -160, but
I know
it's +132. I'm seeing on the -1.5. Anything else stand out?
Wow, the Reds are favorite over the Cubs tonight.
There's that.
Are they?
Maley, who I considered mentioning him for LOL list because he has a 5.23 ERA. I know it's ERA, but I'm just saying it popped to me. And there's Stroman, who loves to give up homers.
How many home run? How many days in a row for Patrick Wisdom home run? We have four now.
Oh, he only hits homers when I don't pick him. Yeah.
That was the first game I looked at for home run props. I don't really found.
It does fly out of Cincinnati. I don't know if that's happening this year.
It's also not totally summer weather.
Ooh, let me ask you this. Dodgers Nationals. It's Walker Buehler against Josiah Gray.
Yeah.
Exactly. You just do the run line with the Dodgers batting nine times on the road and not overthink it.
Well, they won, what, 10-1 last night, 11-1, whatever that was?
Yeah.
Tyler Anderson shut down the Nationals. Nationals are terrible.
Right. And it's Walker Buehler this game.
And Josiah Gray. Yeah.
Yeah. Josiah. Boom. What?
But he graduated. He's off our list.
That's true. He dodged it.
Did he graduate, or there were so many other bad pitchers in Major League?
He's in AAA. He's on our AAA list. He'll get called.
It's like relegation. He got relegated. He's off the list.
Yeah. We've got our eyes on you.
Dodgers are going to destroy them.
Yes, they should.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
Anything Aaron else? Judge plus 265. He's got 17 home runs.
I'm off Judge today. I can't keep going.
Wow.
Back to
well, now. Aaron's got the pulse of the whole Aaron Judge thing. So she's off. Yeah. All right. We're off Aaron Judge. Lightning bets. That's up next right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.